Trump, Iran removing sea mines, will never close Strait of Hormuz again, brilliant day for the world. By Nick Gilbertson on April 17, 2026. Iran, with U.S. assistance, is removing the sea mines it placed in the Strait of Hormuz and has committed to never closing the strait again as part of the agreements reached Friday, President Donald Trump announced. Trump told News Nation's Kelly Meyer that Iran agreed to everything in a phone call in the morning, which, according to his Truth Social posts, includes several commitments around the critical waterway, through which about one-fifth of the world's oil travels. Iran, with the help of the USA, has removed, or is removing, all sea mines. Thank you. Trump wrote in one post. Iran has agreed to never close the Strait of Hormuz again. It will no longer be used as a weapon against the world. He wrote in another. These announcements came after Trump emphasized that Iran has reopened the Strait of Hormuz and that the United States will remove enriched uranium from Natanz, Fordo, and Esfahan, nuclear sites which the United States bombed during Operation Midnight Hammer last June. This deal is in no way subject to Lebanon, either, but the USA will, separately, work with Lebanon, and deal with the Hezbollah situation in an appropriate manner. Israel will not be bombing Lebanon any longer. They are prohibited from doing so by the USA. Enough is enough. He added. Moreover, Bloomberg White House correspondent Kate Sullivan reported Iran has agreed to suspend its nuclear program. I just spoke to the president on the phone, she wrote in a post on X. He said Iran has agreed to an unlimited suspension of its nuclear program and that the U.S. is not going to release any frozen Iranian funds. I just spoke to the president on the phone. He said Iran has agreed to an unlimited suspension of its nuclear program and that the U.S. is not going to release any frozen Iranian funds. Kate Sullivan, at Kate Sullivan, April 17, 2026. Trump also issued thank yous to Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar in Truth Social posts. A great and brilliant day for the world. He wrote in another post. The news comes after last week's ceasefire and negotiations last weekend between the U.S. delegation, led by Vice President J.D. Vance, Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner, and the Iranian delegation. Trump placed a naval blockade on the strait after Iran failed to meet the United States on six key red lines.